Hey, it's Dan, and in this video we're going to talk to you about why you need to stop letting your ego take control of your finances. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well today. So in a slightly different car, using a slightly different phone holder, so if it's a little bit vibratory, that's not a word, I apologise. I'm in my wife's car today because we're going on a long distance journey and mine guzzles gas like you wouldn't believe, and we're trying to be a little bit greener. We're going to be selling that car and moving over to something a little bit more efficient, because we want to be green, as you do. Anyway, let's talk about ego, let's talk about money, let's talk about wealth, and today's topic really comes from something that I saw a couple of days ago on Instagram, and it said this, and I've used this example before, kind of, but it says, be the guy who's got 100 grand in Bitcoin and a £5,000 car, rather than the guy who's got 100 grand car and just 5,000 in Bitcoin. I was thinking about this recently, because I was thinking about how many people go out and buy really nice cars. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've had some really nice cars. You know, my most expensive car when I was 29, in fact, was £42,500. So a very nice Porsche 911 convertible. Beautiful car. Went like the clappers. Absolutely loved it. Ended up selling it for like 27 grand, like 2 years later. Spent so much money on fuel, obviously, and for some reason, tyres seem to go through quite a lot of rear wheel tyres, like eight. Maybe it's the way I drove that car, possibly. So don't get me wrong, I've done it. And you know what? It was a mistake. I shouldn't have done it. I should have put the money into FTSE 100 index funds, you know, in a PEP, as it used to be back then, or in an ISA. And obviously, when cryptocurrency came out, I mean, hindsight's a wonderful thing. If only I'd have put money into cryptocurrency as it came out. Someone who's supposed to be on top of things and absolutely didn't. You know, we're not going to make that mistake twice. So with that in mind, it's like, you know, do I swap out my car? And you know, I've got $100 down on a Cybertruck, one of the Tesla ugly four-wheel drives that nobody likes. One of the reasons I bought it, just to wind people up. That's not out for another couple of years. When the time comes, I will buy that. But until then, I've got this a very nice car, but it's a big 4x4 with, I don't know, a 4.6 litre engine. It doesn't go like the clappers. It's just a big, heavy beast of a vehicle that guzzles up so much petrol. Like, to fill the tank's like £110. It guzzles so much petrol. I can't even go to Valencia and back without using, you know, over half a tank on that. To go to Valencia and back is like £60. It's ridiculous. It just costs so much money and guzzles so much petrol. And then, obviously, we're heading towards a more green environment, aren't we? And we're all thinking about the planet a lot more. And at some point, this car's just going to have to go. So then I'm like, okay, so what car do we want? Do we go get a Lambo? Probably not. It's only got two seats for now. At some point, we might buy that car. But for now, it's fine. We need a four-seater at least, right? So then it's like, do we get a Range Rover? Like a Velar or a Discovery? Or it's just the same problem again. Or do we actually go the opposite way and go for something really much cheaper? Like, my wife's car is a Dacia Duster. She absolutely loves it. It's cheap as chips to run. It gets about a trillion miles to a full tank. We can go, you know, 2.5 hours and back. We can drive for a full 5 hours. I don't even think we need to fill back up on that. It's so efficient, is this car. And then I'm like, you know, maybe we just buy one of these. Buy a second-hand one, pick it up for 5 or 6 grand. Sell mine, move any profits from mine over to crypto. The money that we would save on, you know, we could spend €400-500 a month, pounds a month, euros, every single month, and we can get a decent car. You can spend £1,000. But I keep looking at that, and I keep playing this thing inside my head. Be the guy with 100 grand in Bitcoin and a 5 grand car. Not the guy with a 100 grand car and a 5 grand in Bitcoin. It plays on my mind again and again. And we're in a very unique position because all our income comes from our assets already. So we're already doing quite well. But I want to move my assets over, like non-property related assets, so that actually I could sell all the crypto and pay off all the mortgages. That's really where we want to get to. We're not there yet. And the only way that we can really get there is to really go all in on something like crypto. You know, in 10 years' time, where do you think crypto is going to be? Where do you think Bitcoin is going to be with just 21 million Bitcoin ever in the history of mankind and the future history of mankind? Where do you think Bitcoin is going to be? £1 million? 2 million? And it's ridiculous that we haven't bought into it more as a species. Just where do you think it's going to happen? It's fairly obvious. I think it's fairly obvious, right? I think from a cryptocurrency point of view, and obviously not all of them will survive, where do you think we're going to be in 10 years' time, 20 years' time, 30 years' time? Bitcoin's like a billion. You're like, it's ridiculous. It's got all this potential to have this growth. And yet people are going around for short-term gains for their ego to buy these nice cars. And they're not even buying them. They're just renting them. And the money that they're generating to rent these cars comes from their ability to go to work, or their ability to run a business. And running a business for most people means they have to go to the business to run it. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be tied down by a business, and we are to some extent, but the cash that we generate from that business goes into buying more assets, not into buying liabilities such as nice cars and that kind of thing. Now, all said and done, don't get me wrong, I like staying in nice hotels. I also like driving nice cars. And so we're in this predicament. Which way do we go? Do we go this way and strip it all out? Do we go this way and just buy a nice Lambo? Do we, the Lamborghini Urus, I think it's called. It's a beautiful looking 4x4. And I could never, I don't think I could. If we had £14 billion in the bank, could I really go spend £250,000 on a four-wheel drive Lamborghini? I mean, imagine all the problems that you're going to have with that car. And we live in Spain, no one cares about cars anyway. This is the other thing, which is really funny. It's only in England, what car are you driving? Well, does it really matter? How many hours do you work? I work less than, I don't know what I work, maybe 4 hours a week. Between 4 and 10 hours a week, I would say. Well, yeah, but what car do you drive? Yeah, but it's irrelevant what car I drive if you're not working any hours. That's the new rich. That's the new wealthy, as far as I'm concerned. But I'm still English and I'm still from Britain, and we still have our ego attached to driving nice cars or buying speedboats, or I don't know what that is about. I don't know why we do that as a culture in the UK. I don't know why cars are so important for people to demonstrate their wealth. And actually, with cars, people aren't demonstrating their wealth, they're demonstrating their ability to get credit, which is ridiculous. And a nice £100,000 Lamborghini isn't wealth. Generating £100,000 a year from your property, free and clear, that's wealth. Because you're going to do that till the day you die in 50 years' time, or 60 years' time, whatever that's going to be. Your ability to generate cash and constantly generate cash. Your ability to get credit to buy a Lamborghini that's going to cost you, £1,000 a month or £1,500 a month over the next 4 years. And you don't even own the damn thing. I just have massive issues around stuff like that. And, I'm still in this pattern because I'm British. Got to have a nice car. I can't be seen with a car that doesn't represent your value. I don't even know what that means anymore. If you turn up in a Volvo, is that representing your values? If you turn up in a Dacia Duster, is that representing your values? If you turn up in a Porsche 911 convertible, does that represent your values? I don't even know what those values are from a financial point of view. One of the cars I had, which I loved, by the way, was a Nissan X-Trail, one of the older shapes, not the newer shape. And I'm like, maybe we just go get a newer shape X-Trail, but even that's 15 grand. And I'm like, £15,000 put into cryptocurrency for the next 15 months, dollar cost averaging. Boy, if that's going to get me an amazing return, 45, 60,000 over the next 10 years, easily, I reckon. And yet we don't do it. I've seen people and they've got no money and they are literally struggling for money. And so, do you know what they do? They go out and buy a nice Range Rover so that they look like they're earning money. And they've got no money. And having the money that we do get, they're having to work and generate income from their business. And we're working 60, 70 hours a week. They're stressed like you wouldn't believe. Verge of divorce. They never see the kids. Their health is going down. Their mental well-being is being affected. All so that they can look like they're doing really well. And it's just crazy. I've got a friend of mine who lives in Portugal, and he's got a lot more properties than I have, and he's doing very well for himself. And we were actually, our competition about wealth was who drives the shittest car, and he won by a by a mile, because his car was a van, and it's been filled that many times. If you stuck magnets on it, they'd all just fall off because it was just a rust bucket, and he literally was just driving this piece of junk, and he loved driving his piece of junk because it just didn't matter. It just didn't have this connection to having to make sure that he was earning, or demonstrating I should say, his wealth, because he could wake up tomorrow and go buy a house for cash if that's what he wanted to do. And that's what he does do. He goes to auctions and he sells at auctions and he buys loads of properties, and he's always doing deals. That's how he gets his kicks, not by driving Lambos and that kind of thing. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful for you, and we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.